All right, let's really dig into this. Today, we're doing our deep dive into the news from Sunday, August 10th, 2025. Our goal, like always, is giving you that shortcut to being well-informed, pulling out the key insights, you know?
Exactly. We've got a stack of sources here: politics, economy, culture, history, all of it. And we want to kind of connect the dots for you, help you see why these headlines actually matter day to day.
Okay, first up, U.S. politics. There's this theme, maybe, around executive power. President Trump floated a proposal about removing homeless encampments in D.C., which raised some eyebrows.
Yeah, the big question right away is the legal authority. D.C.'s status is unique, right? Not a state.
Yeah.
So it really highlights that tension between federal action and local control.
And that's not the only place we're seeing friction, is it?
No, definitely not. This administration's hitting some separation of powers hurdles,
Yeah.
checks and balances. A federal appeal court just gave a pretty strong rebuke, ordered them to restore federal spending data that Congress mandated be public, said it was unlawfully suppressed.
Wow, okay. So Congress wanted it public, the administration didn't, and the court stepped in.
Pretty much. And that push for transparency, it had bipartisan support, which is interesting. Also, on the employment front, Tammy Bruce got nominated for U.S. Deputy Rep to the UN.
Okay. Let's shift now to immigration.
Mm.
This sounds like a really significant and frankly alarming development. A new policy dismissing asylum cases from 2019 to 2022 on what? Technical grounds. What does that actually mean for people?
It's pretty drastic. These technical grounds, they can be minor procedural things like missing a deadline maybe or
Yeah.
some paperwork error, but the impact is huge. People lose their work permits. They could face immediate detention if they try to restart their claim.
That seems incredibly tough. And you mentioned this connects to ICE activity.
It does seem to correlate with increased ICE raids nationally. And interestingly, it's not just California making headlines here. New data shows Texas and Florida actually led in ICE arrests for the first part of this term, often because of state cooperation with federal agencies. And protests are ongoing, of course, even as the administration tries to get some legal limits on raids lifted.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit. Business and the economy. Sounds like Wall Street had a good week.
Yeah, finished strong. The Nasdaq hit another record close. It's 18th for 2025. It's up, what, 11% year to date. Tech stocks are really driving that. Apple, for instance, pledged another $100 billion in U.S. investment. So there's optimism maybe about interest rates, too.
But it's not all smooth sailing, is it? I saw something about tariffs.
That's the counterpoint, exactly. While the market's rallying, these new higher U.S. tariffs on dozens of countries just took effect. That could actually hurt some businesses by raising costs, potentially dampen that economic optimism. We're already seeing impacts, like India reportedly delaying defense purchases after facing a 50% tariff hike. So real consequences there.
Okay, trade tensions bubbling under the surface.
Yeah.
Now, the weather. Wow. Extremes, right?
Definitely a weekend of contrasts. Southeastern Wisconsin had that once-in-a-decade flash flooding. Milwaukee got slammed. 5 to 12 inches of rain. It even canceled the last day of the state fair.
Incredible. And then the opposite problem out west.
Total opposite. Extreme heat, over 30 million people under heat warnings. Temperatures hitting like 115 degrees Fahrenheit in places, which of course raises the fire danger significantly.
And anything happening with hurricanes? It's been quiet, hasn't it?
It has been quiet, yeah. But forecasters are watching things now. They're predicting the first hurricane of 2025 could form by mid-August. So something to keep an eye on.
Okay, let's lighten the mood. Culture, music charts looking interesting.
Yeah, Alex Warren's Ordinary is still number one on the Billboard Hot 100. 9 weeks now. That's a genuine breakout hit.
Quite the run. And Morgan Wallen's doing well too.
Remarkably well. He's got two songs in the top five at the same time. Shows a pretty diverse music scene, really. And beyond music, lots of local stuff happening. The Iowa State Fair, Seattle's Othello Park International Festival, and Monticello, New York had its Bagel Festival. Gotta love that.
A bagel festival. Okay. And finally, a quick look back in history, August 10th.
Two big ones. 1821, Missouri became the 24th state. That was key in the whole Missouri compromise, balancing slave and free states. A really tense time. And then 1993, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was sworn into the Supreme Court, only the second woman justice at the time, and became, well, such an icon for gender equality.
Wow. Two really pivotal moments. So, wrapping this all up, we've covered a lot. Federal power, immigration shifts, economic ups and downs, weather extremes, music festivals, history.
It's a lot, but what strikes me is how it's all connected. You know,
You're
these
right.
aren't just random news items. They're constantly shaping the world around us, sometimes in ways that aren't obvious right away.
That's really the point of this deep dive, isn't it? Thinking about how these different daily reports, when you look at them together, might show bigger patterns. So maybe the thought to leave you with is, what surprising connections might you notice if you pay closer attention to all these different threads happening every day?